and Nicola and Prince model the power of one. But as we become a critical mass of individually powerful people, that is unstoppable. Just think of Nicolas and Prince's multiplied and take heart. We got this. A tilt-a-world built by fascists is what they've been sticking us on of late. And so designed to throw off is to throw as many off as possible, because when we're all trying so hard to hold on, thinking about our brothers and sisters tends to fall by the wayside. Or if they do arrive at some location at the backs of our minds, they find they must be resigned to those with more time, or those with the expertise, quote unquote, or those supposedly more qualified to find the way out of, or away from at least, this mess. Meanwhile, our heads are so dizzy with the pace of the lies spinning around us, that path of least resistance to the garden can look mighty tempting, as could the call of others seemingly more pressing priorities than freeing ourselves and the children, for now, forever, from being trapped in the whim, in the soul absent planning, quote unquote, of totalitarians. But we know, because we've been thinking it through, that those dizzy, sick, nauseous, uncertain, and unhappy feelings that all the lies crafted for us to imbibe cause. And we feel the duplicity, no matter the pattern on the radio or on the whatever, that these sick feelings are what those who want to preserve their quote-unquote management of us want us to have. That this state of things is what the global statesmen want to be, so that their hands are left free to dispose of us as they please. As we said in our November 17, 2013 show, which you can visit the archives to read or hear or download the PDF, reclaiming our leadership, our stolen gifts, to establish a future based on distributed generation, which holds the conversations from this show from November, this is volume three, November 10 to December 15 of 2013. To modify slightly Shakespeare, grant I may never prove so fond, which means foolish, to trust power on its own bond, which means its word, or a dog that seems asleeping, or a keeper with my freedom. That's from Timon of Athens, quoted in our November 17, 2013 show, which was titled Understanding the Logic of Rule and Getting Clearer on Transition. The line from Usman Sembane's novel God's Bits of Wood keeps recurring to me now. Real misfortune is not just a matter of being hungry and thirsty. It is a matter of knowing that there are people who want you to be hungry and thirsty. And that is the way it is with us. Unquote. We've discussed often in these shows how it is that we know that the divisions and miseries around us are systematically sown. We've discussed this citing the technologies developed by Kropotkin in agriculture, Michael Reynolds with the Earthship. We spent quite a bit of time with this in Waking Up, the book, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And there's some pages, which may be difficult to find. And I unfortunately can't go straighten things out just yet. But there are pages on the website, blog related to the Earthship. When I came back from Taos, in my unsuccessful attempt to meet with Michael Reynolds, drew up some memos on the Earthship and presented them to the Homeless Commission of the City of Berkeley, along with copies of the book. Or no, was it? I don't know, something or another. And encouraged them to realize this ain't difficult solving this problem. Check out the Earthship, you know? I went to Taos also to demonstrate the the feasibility of a bedroom vehicle. I was arguing that, just give us, anyone who does not have a home, some poor clunker long enough that can, and then outfit it with, like mine is outfitted with, a little tiny mattress, and while the Earthship is being built, because these things are within our power with simply our hand labor and a little help from the city, just digging the hole, we can create something more beautiful than those folks got up in the hills. But they don't want us to build for ourselves that which is more beautiful, because the key issue for power is class, maintaining stratification, maintaining hierarchy. And for us to have the power within our hands to make beauty, grow our own food, oh no, they don't want this, then the whole game's up. But it is in our power now, and we must take that time, that one day general, global general strike, to discuss that truth, that there is no need for us to continue to bow down to these folk anymore.